Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It seems like it was January, February, when the phones just kind of stopped ringing for a while.
Well, I tell you what, we had a really, really good first quarter. Great execution. I mean, terrific operation. We beat our cost plan, handily.
Sure.
We had revenues on the high side of the industry. Our initiatives are all on track. So I'm really proud of the execution in the first quarter. We're going to take that right into the second quarter. Biggest thing though is kind of late. January, first week of February, we really started to see the domestic leisure business begin to fall off. So from what we thought in January to the end of the quarter, the first quarter fell off about 3% of our revenues, and the second quarter from that same period, from January to today, has fallen off about 6 points. So that's a huge decline. And it's gonna relate to all the economic uncertainty out there. You know, when it's uncertain, people fall back. They wait to make decisions. So I think that's the big impact of the tariffs. Is it's just slowing the economy down, and in particular, it's slowing the consumer down because they're just uncertain.
Yeah, and that business, they tend to plan ahead, whereas corporate is sort of spur of the moment. How is business travel?
Well, you know, what's interesting is corporate travel is holding up. Obviously, government travel is down, as you've seen with some of the things going on in D.C.
Maybe even
local government. But business travel generally has slowed down. Now, if consumer weakening persists longer and longer, then ultimately businesses always react. They begin to cut CapEx and spending. They cut their travel, those kinds of things. We have not seen that yet at any large scale, but if the consumer weakness persists, you know, I think that we will. But no, this is the most uncertain demand environment that I've seen since COVID.
So what elasticity do you have? You know, we've talked, on and off for a couple of years about the battles with Boeing. I mean, you know, your old, new 737s, and they're behind delivery. Everybody knows that, and it's all backed off. Does this play to your benefit right now that there's some airplanes that you really don't need right now that you don't have to take?
Well, Boeing is obviously far behind our original delivery schedules. So we're planning to far lower numbers. You know, they were going to get us something in the 90 to 95 aircraft range this year, and right now we're planning to 38. Boeing, however, is doing really well. So I'm seeing big improvements in the quality, big improvements in their manufacturing. And so I think Boeing will actually deliver more like 50 planes this year to us versus the 38. So I'm proud of the progress at Boeing. I mean, we need to see more, but I really think that they're on the right track.
But do you need those airplanes?
You know, for right now, we do not. If we have excess aircraft, we will likely, turn around and look perhaps to sell them into the market. The secondary aircraft market is very, very strong right now. But no, what we're actually doing is because of the demand weakness, we're actually cutting capacity in the third quarter and the fourth quarter about a point and a half each. And we already had low capacity for the year, which, we'll come in right at the 1% range. So I think that's exactly where you want to be positioned given the weakness. The good thing for Southwest Airlines is we have an entire portfolio of initiatives that we're executing, some cost, a lot of those revenues. So, you know, we've got, we're going to be selling a new basic fare next month. We've got bag fees coming. We've got flight credits that expire. We're changing kind of the way you burn your points in the Rapid Rewards program. So a lot of revenue generating initiatives that, to be honest, they're available only to Southwest because other airlines are already doing this. So in the backdrop of the weakness, the fact that we've got revenue initiatives that others do not have, I think that's a terrific place to be. And it's unique to Southwest Airlines.